We learn out many halachas of geiros from Har Sinai. And we know we learn out and from before Sinai. So we discuss Mila happened before by the Karban Pesach. They got a Mila. Tvila, it's a whole discussion where, but by Yizrok, when he Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on the people, and we have a tradition that you can't sprinkle blood on the people without Tvila. And there's Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, Nase V'Nishma. And as well, there's a requirement of a basin. It's a whole machlokas in the Rishonah, how much of the requirement requires a basin. So we assume Wachumra that we go that you need a basin for everything. Where was the basin in Har Sinai? In fact, that's the Kasha, Yeshua's Malko asked, that if we learn everything from Har Sinai, so this like it was Gilai Shechina, so how could we ever have a base, how could we have a Geirus today? So he answers, no, Akim Nita Batas Gel, that God sits in, God comes and joins the Beis Din, so therefore we have the Shechina, and therefore that takes the place of, that's why we need the Beis Din. But either way, the Gemara says another thing, and Croesus learns out that they brought Karbanos, part Karban Hagir. That he has to bring a carbon. So the question is, what about, well, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Vishlom, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, you could bring carbonos, and they did. But what about when there is no Beis HaMikdash? So maybe we don't accept Geirah. That's what they quote the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vadoro Seichem, that for all future generations, we're taking a gear. So obviously the assumption is that we know we're not going to have carbonos, so therefore it's still good. And in contrast, we'll see, what do we say if a person can't do a mila? Let's say he's a hemophiliac. Let's say you can't find the mikvah. Do I also say l'dor seichem? Well, no. So pashtus, no. We only say it's by carbonos, not by other parts. So in fact, after the Churban Bayis Yesheni, they used to set aside money, as they considered that like the beginning of the process of bringing the carbon, and then hopefully maybe you bought a Beis HaMikdash, they'd bring it. But Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai realized that it wasn't coming so quickly, or he realized people weren't taking care of the money. He used to put money aside, and then the money got mixed up with chulin, so therefore it was causing more harm than good. In fact, the Mefarshim point out, historians as well, that there was, you would think after Churban Bayis Yesheni among the Romans, you would think with all the terrible destruction, many Jews would leave the fold. But it was the opposite. Many Romans converted to Judaism. They studied and they realized that Judaism is a good religion. And that's why we even incorporated in Davening, Al Shemon Esri, Val Geiri HaTzedek. Why are we talking about Geiri? Apparently there must have been a lot of them. A lot of Geiri HaTzedek. So, in the beginning, they put it away, but Yerucham and Zakkai came along and said, no, one of his many takanas, he said, take it away. So therefore, Bisman Azeh, we don't have carbonos, it's good, and we don't have to put aside money for carbonos. What about Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam? Let's say you didn't bring a carbon. Was the carbon ma'akev? And clearly it's not an obstacle now. So, Pashtis, most of the learned that no, that it wasn't Miyakev, even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. The Avnei Nezer went, quote, somebody wants to say, some Rishonim would hold it is Miyakev. Well, what's the Nakuda? Because the Gemara does say that even though someone who does Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs is a Jew, Lachol Davar, however, he's like Mechusrei Kapara. He's only, the din is he can't eat Karbanos until he brings a Karban. So the F of the Avnei Nezer claims that some Rishonim would say even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, he wasn't a Jew. But most assume not that way, that no, it was a din. He had a full fledged, he was a Jew, but he was a lacking, you know, it was more of a technical thing, a certain level of Kedusha, but not that he wasn't a Jew. And therefore, so we assume that Karban was a requirement when the Beis HaMikdash, probably not in contrast to Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Pashtus, it wasn't Ma'akev. Bizban, Shveis HaMikdash, they used to bring the Karban, and we accept, and then to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, tell them to stop putting money away. And therefore, we assume today, with Dor HaSeichem, we can accept Gerim, even though we don't have the concept of Karbanos anymore.